Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Esau did become a father of a nation. Jacob would become a father of a nation. The promise was a double one for each of the twin, two nations, two people. Esau, during his lifetime, experienced the beginning of that fulfillment. Jacob saw, but he did not participate in it. Jacob is following in the footsteps of Abraham and Isaac. Jacob was experiencing the delay between God giving a promise and actually bringing it about. It is the kind of thing we really dislike. When God makes a promise, we like to see the promise come through right away. It did not happen for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They never saw the fulfillment of the promise. They never saw this nation that would be given the land of Canaan. None of the fathers saw all of God's promise come to fulfillment. How would Jacob respond? It looks like Esau is getting what was promised to Jacob. Would Jacob remain faithful to God even when he could not see? Would he continue trusting? Would he continue trusting in what he could not see? God kept his promise. Esau is the father of a nation, but that does not make him a good model to follow. Esau despised all the good thing. Even though his invitation to Jacob was probably sincere in the moment, he was sincerely happy that Jacob did not accept. He was just as happy for Jacob to stay there in the land of Canaan while he went to Mount Seir. It is just one example of how Esau took one road and Jacob the other. Esau's path was the road of human effort, self-advancement, short-term results, while leaving a questionable legacy. Jacob took the road less traveled. He waited on God patiently, more or less, and he trusted God to keep his promise in his time and in his way. Jacob persevered when it was truly hard to do so, just like his father and his grandfather did. We read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, "These all died in faith without receiving the things promised, but saw them in the distance and welcomed them and acknowledged that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth." Esau's final summary here really is a sad epitaph. Esau was the father of the Edomites. Probably that, plus his dates, got put on his tombstone, if it could ever be found, the father of the Edomites. From Esau's day until after the time of Jesus, Edomites, Idumeans, were not viewed favorably either in the Bible or in Jewish culture. Two of the most infamous descendants of Esau were Herod the Great, who tried to kill the young Jesus, and Herod Antipas, who along with Pilate consented to his death. Perhaps the saddest comment of all that we see in Malachi as well as Romans chapter 9, as it is written, "Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated." We are faced with opportunities more than once in life to make a decision, choose a direction. Some of those choices are life-changing, others not so much. It is true not only for us, it is true for others within our circle of influence, especially young people. We have daily encouragements to go for the quick return, the immediate gratification. It is a factor in how we invest our time, our material resources, career choices, and votes. It puts me in mind of a quote I heard quite a number of years ago. The difference between a politician and a statesman is this. A politician is concerned with the next election. A statesman is concerned with the next generation. Esau wanted to win the election. Jacob wanted to shape a generation. We need to use the wisdom that God gives us to shape the next generation, to help them understand why they should follow the road less traveled. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.